Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, my name is David Tovey. I'm Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. As the provision of healthcare in some countries moves towards multidisciplinary teams, an October 2012 Cochrane Review examines the evidence for collaborative care for people with depression and anxiety problems. The lead author, Janine Archer, from the School of Nursing, Midwifery and Social Work at the University of Manchester, England, describes the review and its conclusions.
The first thing to say is that our Cochrane Review is a large review, with 79 randomised trials of collaborative care for depression or anxiety. And this volume of research allows us to demonstrate that collaborative care improves the lives of many adults suffering with anxiety and depression. We are also able to show that these positive effects can last for up to 2 years for people with depression. Mental health problems such as depression and anxiety are very common conditions that can have enormous implications for sufferers, their families and wider society. These implications are increasing. The fact that we are all living longer and the economic downturn are factors that can have major negative effects, resulting in more people suffering with anxiety and depression. The issue is complicated further by other factors. People suffer from both conditions. The conditions often come back, and some sufferers have additional problems with chronic physical conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. The demand for effective treatments is high, and many people don't receive the treatment they need. Collaborative care involves a multi-professional approach to care in which a case manager, such as a nurse, therapist or social worker, working alongside the GP or primary care provider, with regular support and supervision from a specialist in mental or physical health. The case manager who is trained in common mental health problems would be involved in providing a structured programme of care consisting of medication support, talking therapy or both. In addition, following up with patients so that, for example, if someone does not attend an appointment, they are contacted by telephone rather than discharged from the service. And they also receive regular supervision from the specialist and communication between the healthcare providers is enhanced. In a previous review that we published in 2006, we also found that collaborative care improves the lives of people with depression, but this evidence was not considered significant enough to influence clinical guidelines in the UK. These guidelines continue to recommend this intervention only for people with a chronic physical condition and depression. I'm pleased to see that the evidence is now larger, and improving the lives of people with these common, often debilitating conditions is extremely important to me as a mental health nurse. And by conducting this Cochrane review and bringing together the overwhelming evidence that collaborative care can improve people's lives, we hope that it will influence future clinical guidelines to recommend collaborative care for anyone suffering with depression or anxiety. Thinking of England, collaborative care takes a whole systems approach, which could easily be implemented in routine care. Government investment in talking therapies through the Improved Access to Psychological Therapies, or IAP programme, has introduced a new mental health worker, the psychological wellbeing practitioner, who is in an ideal position to take on the role of the case manager in collaborative care. The role of the specialist could be fulfilled by an experienced mental health nurse or the high-intensity therapist who were also introduced as part of IAPT, and whose role includes working with more complex cases and often includes supervision of psychological wellbeing practitioners. In terms of the various elements of collaborative care, it is clearly a complex intervention, and the studies in our review varied immensely in what they classed as collaborative care. Our next step will be to examine in more detail just what it is that makes this intervention effective so that these factors can be strengthened and any unnecessary factors can be removed.
If you'd like to read more about the collaborative care that Janine and her colleagues were able to study in this review, you can find details of their combined analyses and each of the randomised trials in the full review, which is available at thecochranelibrary.com.